In today's specialty crop news, an almond field day earlier this month focused on post-harvest management. The Sustainable Farming Project held a post-harvest almond field day in the Central Valley, focusing on maximizing growers' practices after harvest.
We are covering post-harvest practices, including nitrogen management, as well as potassium fertilization and dormant leaching programs, and how to apply those dormant leaching programs.
Cooperative Extension tree nut pomology advisor David Dahl says growers can remember to do a couple of things to maximize their nitrogen efficiency, which is important when they're limiting those applications after harvest.
With the shortened days and the lower transpiration rates, we're going to use around no more than 50 pounds of nitrogen are pulled up into the tree, so we want to limit our post-harvest nitrogen applications to around that value, which is independent of the crop load of the tree. If we actually had higher nitrogen, leaf nitrogen tissue in July, we can actually maybe reduce that post-harvest application in order to maximize our bang for the buck with that fertilization.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.